Good morning, this is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ. If we compare our spiritual lives to a marathon race, how are you doing? Have you even started running? If you have started, are you getting anywhere? In Hebrews, after an extensive list of many heroes of faith, we read in chapter 12, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So do you feel ready to run with endurance, or do you feel weighed down, weary, or discouraged? Part of our challenge is to lay aside the sin which easily ensnares us. When we first start in Christ, being baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of our sins and rising to walk in a new life in Christ, we might expect it to be easy not to sin. But our old habits and desires sometimes catch up with us. It reminds me of when I ran part of a relay race in summer camp one year. Almost as soon as the baton hits my hand, I'm running full speed, trying to gain ground on the kid ahead of me. But I haven't run far when my foot hits a patch of wet grass, and ouch! I hit the ground at full speed. I was up and running again in an instant, but that wasn't the way I pictured running my part of that race. So what if we trip over sin while we're trying to please God? Well, there's no better option than to jump up and start running again. Jesus Christ will help us. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 1, verses 7 through 9, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Aren't those verses humbling and comforting at the same time? They're humbling because they tell us we won't live perfectly, we'll sin, we'll fall. But these verses comfort us too because they show us what to do when we mess up. Confess our sins to God. The blood of Christ will cleanse us. Not just from one sin, but from all sin. Then we keep walking in the light, with strength from God's grace and encouragement from other Christians. Maybe your sins are keeping you from being baptized into Christ in the first place. Maybe you don't feel like the gospel is for you because you're ashamed of your past. I think of the Samaritan woman at the well in John 4. Jesus seeks her out, starts a conversation with her. He offered her living water, meaning salvation. Did her past make her an obvious candidate to follow Jesus? Well, what do you think? She's never worshipped in the temple the way Jesus and the Jews did. She's been married 5 times before she moved in with a man she wasn't married to. She has a past of brokenness. But Jesus comes to talk to her, to teach her, and to save her. And remember her reaction? She's excited. She tells everyone she knows about the Messiah. She doesn't let her sinful past weigh her down from her excitement about Jesus. And Jesus doesn't shame her. He welcomes her. As it says in Isaiah 54, verses 4 and 5, "Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth." Did you do things in your lives that were completely against God? Guess what? So did the Apostle Peter, the Apostle Paul, and every Christian. So did the people in the church here at Oakland. That is exactly why Christ died. His blood covers our sins if we bring them to him. So don't hold on to your past and your sin. Hold on to Christ. Press on and reach forward toward the goal. Great things lie ahead of you. If you devote your life to God, God will transform you in his image and bring you home to glory with him. Put your past and the weight of your sin behind you and keep running your race. Come worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ, where we'd love to read and study the Bible with you in person. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day.